and a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City, America. Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's hot. A little different. They're predicting snow in North Dakota this weekend. So don't worry, this weather will change on us. Let's check out some current temperatures. 88 at Hollis, 87 at Hobart. 93 at Altus is the hottest spot in the whole state of Oklahoma. 86 at Arnett. The May Ranch is 83 out here in the panhandle of Texas. 94 at Odell, 89 at Wellington, and 87 at Miami, and 86 at Lipscomb. I got some really special guests in the studio with me, but before we get to them, I got a couple things to discuss with you first. Had a farmer rancher called me yesterday, and we talked about this early. Farming season is in full swing. Combines are not on the highway yet, but they're going to be. But there's swather, there's hay balers going on, there's rakes going down the roads, there's all kinds of people, planters on. Peanut planting started this week, and it's busy. So a couple pieces of advice for you non-farming people, if you can. When you see a farm implement coming your way, two things. One, just get off the road. Just let them come by, and they're not fast, so just be patient and just stay out of their way. Or two, if the farm implements, get off to the side of the road to let you go by. Get on by them. Just move on. Don't snail space. Don't go like turtles and be looking for oil leaks underneath their tractors and stuff. Going by, they're in a hurry too, and they can only go so fast. But yeah, just be careful with all the farm equipment out on the highways, the county roads, and just be careful. Safety, everything's safety. But most of the time, the farmer will get out of your way and get off on the side of the road. But sometimes they don't. Depending on the bar distances around them and stuff. So just be careful around them. Well, I know you guys get sick of me talking about the Cotton King, but, and he's listening too. you're not a hay man. So yesterday afternoon, one of my friends called me, said, "Did you see the forecast on the humidity?" And I said, "No." So I looked it up while I was talking, and it showed no humidity last night, tonight, and tomorrow night, maybe Saturday morning. I was like, "What?" Because we've had these big dews for the last 2 or 3 weeks, and so I was like, "Dang!" So, and usually the weather bug's spot on. Well, it's about dark, almost dark, and Rhodes calls me. He said, "Hey, look up on your mesonet," and the one that pops up on my phone is Elk City, and it said 37%, and the humidity, and he said, "Well, at Hobart, it's showing 66, and down there, or up there at Bessie, it's showing 65 degrees. And so we, I was like, "Well, I don't know. Seems like you ought to be out there baling hay or something." Meanwhile, I was like, "Man, that's crazy for Bessie to be that high and Elk City to be that low." Well, if you'll open the mesonet or open the mesonet up on your iPhone, at the bottom it's got the maps. So you bring the maps up and you scroll down through there and you see dew point and humidity. And then there's a map on there for humidity. And lo and behold, it was crazy. I jumped up out of my chair and I went to baling hay just around Elk City and up into Roger Mills County and towards there north of Eric. It was below 40%. But on the other side of that thing, it was 50-60%, and I baled hay till 3 o'clock this morning. So, lesson learned, Yes, the Cotton King. He's the one that brought my attention to it, but he wasn't going to bale hay until he talked to me because he didn't know you could look at map up. So he's the Hay King now. He's claiming to be. So you check it out. All the mezzanine sites are at one point, but on that humidity map, it'll actually show you the line, if it's a dry line, a wet line, or whatever. So check it out. It's pretty easy. I got my hay baled last night, thanks to Rose calling, waking me up. All right, in the studio with me right now is Cooper and Kaiser Schneeberger. So we're going to say you're from Carnegie. Is that close enough?
Pretty close.
Yeah. Pretty close?
Yep.
All right, and man, they got it going on. That's all I can tell you. I've been following them for about 2 years now, and their dad's always bragging on them on Facebook, so I get to see them all the time. And going on, so last year you guys caught my attention with the business with the skull mounts you got going on, and then you was trapping, you know, basically turtles and stuff. And then here a while back, I was looking, they got chickens. So, and I like talking about chickens. I don't know why, but I like talking about chickens. But first, you guys are twins and you're freshmen, correct?
Yes.
All right. And go to school at Hydro Eakley?
No, we go to school at Carnegie.
You go to school at Carnegie. Okay. And then tell everybody a little bit about yourselves. Just talk to me.
I'm Cooper, and we like to trap and hunt. We run our Schneeberger skull mounts and our Schneeberger K&K poultry. We play sports, baseball, football, and we like to hunt and fish outside all the time.
So how do you get all that in with sports? I mean, which is priority, hunting or sports?
Probably working and hunting over sports any day.
Any day? Yeah. What's your favorite sports?
Probably football.
Football?
Yeah. Baseball is pretty boring unless you just, I get bored standing there.
Right. Yep. Yeah, can be. What about you, Kaiser? What's your deal?
I like baseball.
You like baseball?
Yeah, football's, I just get hit hard and I just don't really like it.
But then, so let's get back to hunting. What's your favorite thing to hunt?
I think probably waterfowl and geese. Pretty fun. It's getting to have a bunch of flocks come in at once and sitting there watching the sunrise and seeing birds flock in. It's pretty fun, I think.
What did I see something that one of you guys posted, or your dad, were you helping some guys with some guides?
We went hunting with a few guides every now and then,
right?
But yeah.
So what's some rarest duck you've shot so far?
Probably rare.
Be careful. Make sure it's not on the endangered species list, because the game warden's listening to my show.
Yeah. I think probably the coolest one is either wood duck or the pintail.
Yeah.
Probably one of the rarest. I mean, they're not too rare, but around here it's pretty neat duck to shoot around here.
Right. What about you? Same thing?
Yeah, I'd say probably the wood duck's probably the coolest for us.
And so you guys got you a lab dog?
No, we don't have a lab. We'd go with a bunch of buddies. Most time our buddies have a lab or something like that.
Saves you a lot of trouble, doesn't it?
Yes,
definitely.
Because a duck dog's a pain in the rear.
Yep. Yes.
So, all right, let's start with your first business. Was the skull mounts, right?
Yes.
All right, let's talk about that. You do deer, elk, bears, mountain lions, hogs, exotics, longhorns. What's the widest longhorn you've done?
Probably close to 7 foot.
7 foot, that's pretty big. And then what's you guys' process on doing the skull cleaning? Is it a secret, or can you talk about it?
No, our process is we use maceration. So we get all the animals in, we skin them, and then we have old freezers that we have heat lamps in. So
right.
we put the heads in. For the longhorns, we have big tanks outside during the summertime that when the water gets hot, it'll basically rot the meat off.
Right.
And we figured out that's a lot easier on the skulls that way. So, and then we'll take them in after about 7 days, everything, all the meat's off. We'll have like just a plain skull, and then we'd go in and degrease it and don soap and water and stuff. And after that, we'll go in with our whitening process and then set it outside after a few days of multiple rounds of whitening.
Are you guys doing this close to the house?
Yes.
Is your mom impressed with your operation?
He's
shaking his head.
Sometimes,
no.
Sometimes when the south wind is pretty strong, it's bad, but we have it in a separate barn with our deep freeze in there, so it's not too bad outside.
Not too bad?
Yeah.
Not too bad.
What's your favorite skull to do?
Probably the deer, because they look really nice when we get done with them, and they're pretty easy. We get them done pretty fast.
What's the biggest white-tailed deer you've done? Do you know the score on the rack?
No, sir, but we've done some really big ones.
Done some really big ones?
Yes.
Yeah, skull mounts seem like they're really picked up in the last 3 or 4 years. What inspired you to do the skull mounts?
Well, there's a bunch of us in our family that hunt, and we just...
In your family?
Yeah. And we just all of a sudden tried it one day, and we've really never looked back. Everywhere else is kind of expensive, so we said we might as well just try it.
Right.
It's pretty easy for us, we thought.
Did somebody help you? Did you get some advice from some people?
We watched a lot of YouTube videos.
Yeah, I was going to say, YouTube's my go-to guy anymore. Yep. So they, you get your sister to help you any at all in that deal?
Not at all.
No, she stays away from that stuff.
No, I figured she would. But there's so you started this in 2023, which is just a year and a half or so ago. And you're on Facebook with Schneeberger Skull Mounts, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then look them up on YouTube. They're pretty fun to follow. And let's see, which one was it? Cooper, you got an award last year on or last week, didn't you? For
yes,
this?
On the state convention, yes. I won the proficiency in ag. I won with our Schneeberger skull mounts.
Okay, tell us a little bit about that. I mean, what exactly you had to turn in for that, correct?
Yes, it's an online deal. It basically keeps records of all my business and everything we do, and just keeps track of all the money and the hours we put into it and everything that we do in with it.
The award you got at the convention, you got to go up on the big stage and everything?
Yep.
How was that?
It wasn't too bad. There was a lot of people in the crowd, that's for sure.
Did you get any calls from any of the ladies that watched you?
Nope.
I'm just kidding. All right, we're going to take, today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Hour, and I do have a question for you today. And 580-225-9697. Message me your answer and your name, and I have the three amigos to give away today: Jose, Jesus, and Juan. And so that's what I've named them: Jose, Jesus, and Juan. And I got the original beef snack, the sweet barbecue seasoned beef snack, and the jalapeno cheddar, and the beef snack stick from Taylor Ranch. My question of the day is, I got it on a text message here. Let's see here. Where'd he go? Hang on here. Wrong person. There we go. The southern border between Mexico and the United States was shut down last Sunday for livestock imports. One of the reasons for that was the New World screwworm was found in Mexico within how many miles of the U.S. border? A, 7 miles, B, 70, C, 77, or D, 700 miles. How close was the screwworm discovered to the border, and that's why the border got shut down? More on that coming up. 580-225-9697. Text me your answer and name to win the three amigos, Jose, Juan, and Jesus. If Jesus, I had to name the jalapeno cheddar beef snack after Jesus. He's the one that works for Taylor Ranch. He's the one that called Jimmy when the Berlin fire started and said, "Too much smoke, Jaime, too much smoke." So, no English. So, all right, let's take a break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, May 2nd. 761 head were sold. 8 head of steers at 309 brought 522.50. 4 at 523 brought 381. 3 at 650 brought 336. 18 at 691 brought 322. 3 at 715 brought 308. 24 at 975 brought 262. 4 head of heifers at 478 brought 360. 3 at 495 brought 323. 17 at 535 brought 336. 3 at 550 brought 310, 6 at 597 brought 290, 3 at 632 brought 294, 9 at 758 brought 260. Butcher cows were 68 to 165, butcher bulls brought 112 to 205, bred cows were 1575 to 3400, pairs brought 1600 to 3800, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires through May 31st. Firestone Ag Tires are 30 to 40% off through May 31. Blair Tire and Feed is helping you get ready for planting season by helping you save money. Here's what you need to know right now. You can save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires at Blair Tire and Feed until the last day of May. Right now, get the tires you need for planting season and save money. For contact information, Google Blair Tire and Feed, or just drive to Blair and get your tires.
Trade-ins aren't just for cars anymore. Now they're for tools. Bring in your old tools and save up to $250 on brand new Milwaukee tools this month at NAPA. Save $50 on tools like a half-inch drill driver kit. Save $100 on tools like a half-inch extension anvil control torque impact wrench with one key kit. And save $250 on the 1-inch D-handle extension anvil high torque impact wrench with one key. Bring in your old tools and pay less for brand new ones during the Milwaukee Trade-In event at NAPA in Elk City, Weatherford, and Hinton.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
My mom used to take me to the local dairy when I was a little girl, and I always was interested in learning where my food came from. I didn't grow up on a farm. I'm from the city, but please don't hold that against me. We owned a farm in Colorado and again here in western Oklahoma. My name's Becky Brown, and my husband's name's Tony Tummins, and together we own BT Butchers, a mobile meat processor. We bring our trailers to you. Your place processed your way. Please find us at B as in Becky, T as in Tony, butchers.com. That's btbutchers.com. We would love to help you feed your family. The short wait list and two-day turnaround means we move pretty fast, and since we come to you, it really is convenient. Not bad for a girl from the city. We would love to help you feed your family.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's some weather update for you out on the Texas state line. Odell, 93 degrees, heat index of 90, humidity is 23, dew point's 50, the winds are out of the west at 21 with wind gusts up to 28, 3.57 inches of rain so far this month, 8-inch soil temperature 73 degrees. Well, on the show with me right now is Cooper and Kaiser Schneeberger from down around Carnegie, and they're twins and they're freshmen in high school. And what we're talking about is these guys are pretty, they're not lazy. I can tell you that much. And I bet you probably get a little bit of that from your great grandpa Dub that I used to work for. He's the one that taught me how long you could work without sleep. I mean, I'll tell you a little story he told me. When I was working for him, they just come out with the sound guard cabs on the John Deere tractors. But he was telling me back in the day when they were baling alfalfa because they had the dairy and everything there north of Foss, he said that he had a 3010 or 3020 or 4020 or whatever they were baling, square baling with. He said when he'd get tired, he'd stop. Leave the tractor running. Now, I don't advise this to anybody today. Leave the tractor running. He'd lay down underneath the tractor, and the heat or the red ants would wake him up. And it was time to go back to work. That was one of his stories that I remember to this day. Well, earlier in the first part segment, we was talking about you guys' skull mount business, and it's Schneeberger Skull Mounts. Matter of fact, if you're watching on Facebook, they brought me a really nice hat, and I'm wearing it right now. But to get a hold of them on the skull mounts, you can find them on Facebook on Snaberger Skull Mounts, or I got their numbers here, 580-827-0710 or 827-0610. So easy to get a hold of if you want to get skull mounts. I think have you guys ever did a rattlesnake?
No, we never have.
You going to try? Somebody brought you one?
I think it'd be pretty cool to do one, though.
I think it'd be pretty cool, too. Maybe we'll go catch you one, and I'll bring it to you. We'll experiment with it. So you're doing pretty good in the skull mount business?
Yes, we are.
All right, good. All right, then, what about this? Talk to me about the fur bear, and turtle trapping. It's a pretty interesting story here.
Yeah, well, we got a bunch of coons at our feeder one day, so we started trapping.
Yeah.
We just tried to get them out of there, and now we start trapping everything now.
Right?
Yes.
It's too bad they ain't worth nothing, huh?
Yeah, they're not worth it, really anything, sir.
No. Back in the day, you know, we used to get $20, $25 for a raccoon and $200 for a bobcat. It was well worth it back then. But that, so you do that for the money, or do the trapping part, do you do that for the money or just for the fun of it?
No, nah, just for the fun of it. There's not much money in it anymore.
Yeah.
These days.
And there's a lot of raccoons around.
Yeah, lots of raccoons.
Lots of raccoons around. Get them all. And then, but the turtle trapping, let's talk about that a little bit. What got you into that? You just went and trapped some turtles, now you do it for a living now?
Well, we started because of our, we were the person we were selling our first to, he started doing it. So we started... We're doing it. We got into looking. We can use it for our FFA project, and now we just we get as many farm ponds we can. We looked it up, and they eat a lot of the bullfrogs.
Yep.
So I think the pond we trapped last year, I think there's already more bullfrogs there this year, and if you want a clean bass pond, get all the turtles out of there. They eat a lot of the dead stuff and make a pond really muddy. So sure. We try to get a bunch of them out of the good ponds around the places. So.
And you use you trap them, shoot them, or all the above?
We trap them in a live trap. So.
All right. And how many did you say you caught last year?
I think it was around 4,646.
That's a lot of turtles.
It is a lot.
What's the biggest one? Do you weigh it?
The biggest one was a common snapping turtle, which weighed 42 pounds.
Woo, that's big.
Yeah.
Yeah, because... In case you don't know, now the other snapping turtle,
alligator
snapping turtle, is a protected species.
Yes.
And you know, and so you see one going across the road, don't run over it.
Nope.
Get out of the way. Let it go on, because them things are probably. Have you checked on how to age a turtle at all?
No, I don't know. I know they live a real long time. That's all I know.
Yeah, they said their snapping turtle's 100 years old.
Okay,
and I've seen some big enough to be. So you do red ear, common snapper, snapping, and soft shells. What do you do with them?
We take them to a guy in eastern Oklahoma, which he transports them there. He sells them for either people eat them or they make all kinds of crafts out of them. He even ships them to China on airplanes.
Really?
Yes.
So I guess he's all like, well, you guys got to have a license too,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, because you're transporting.
Yes.
Or does he come get them?
No, we have to take them to him.
So how do you deliver snapping turtles? Or not snapping turtles, but I was getting ready to get you guys in trouble. How do you transport them?
We put them in burlap sacks, like the red ears.
Yeah.
And we put them in our stock show trailer and just haul them down there.
Go and go, huh?
Yeah, we just wet them down real, real good before we go down there. So,
So have you seen any of these products these people have made with the turtles?
No, not at all.
And I don't plan on eating it either. So,
why not?
Just don't sound pleasant.
Well, you won't know unless you try. They are delicious.
I don't plan on trying.
Yeah. Hey, you might have to survive on them one of these days.
I don't know. I just.
All right, so give us some kind of idea how much the guy pays you for the turtles.
It just depends. Sometimes, like the little bitty ones, is like sometimes 50 cents to a dollar, and on the other ones it just depends how, like, I guess you could say the turtle market is. On the snapping turtles and soft shells, it's on a poundage.
So,
yep.
And they so the bigger the better?
Yes, the bigger the better. Yep.
All right, so you guys looking for more ponds?
Yes, always looking for ponds. So
how far will you travel? Dad's paying for the fuel. Come on.
Yeah,
we'll travel a ways.
I mean, we have to go quite a ways this summer, because we trapped quite a few of the ponds around the places last year, and a lot of ponds went dry, so I don't know where the turtles went, though. So.
Right. And you can't get your sister to go with you on the turtle deal either, huh?
No,
she's scared.
She's no fun.
Yeah. Nah, she's pretty worthless when it comes to helping us.
I'm sitting here. So you're getting ready to start back up again, right?
Yes, yeah. As soon
as I'm seeing turtles.
Yep. We're fixing to get out of school, so we're fixing to go to work and start putting turtle traps in the ponds.
So. What? So do you know any of these myths about turtles? You see them going downhill after a rain or uphill before rain, or you see them crossing the road. Do you guys know any of these myths?
Grandma and Grandpa always say that when, I guess, turtles are going uphill, they're getting out of, trying to get out on high ground, fixing the rain or something. So I don't know.
That's one of them.
I don't know anything else about them. So.
there's that. All right, so the soft shell, the red ears, I know the red ears. They're the ones that they use in turtle derbies and stuff,
yep,
right?
Yep.
All right, what's the biggest red ear?
I don't know. I mean, some of them get pretty dang big. We never have weighed any of those. But
you gotta keep better records. You're running a business here.
Yeah, probably should.
So the red ears, are they buying by the pound or by the turtle?
By the turtle.
Yeah. By the turtle. Yeah. I got you. The soft shell. What about them? What makes them special? Do they want those too, I guess?
Yeah, I think they eat almost all of those. So there's not much to do with the shell on those.
Right. So that's the ones they make turtle soup out of?
Yep.
Yes.
Do they eat the red ears?
Some of them they do. The big ones they do.
What about the common snapping turtle?
They do in Louisiana. That's where he hauls them down there and sells them down there too.
I got you. And then they eat everything in Louisiana.
So, yeah, they eat about everything. I don't think it really matters what it is.
I hope my boys from the French Quarters are listening today because I'm talking about you. So, all right, let's go ahead and take another break. We got one more break after this one. Taylor Ranch break. Question of the day is, let me get back up on my Facebook or my phone here, is the southern border between Mexico and the United States was shut down last Sunday for livestock imports. One of the reasons for that was the New World screwworm was found in Mexico within how many miles of the U.S. border? A is 7, B is 70, C is 77, and D is 700 miles. And I got the three amigos, 2-ounce beef sticks from Taylor Ranch because today is Taylor Ranch happy hour. So we're going to take a Taylor Ranch break. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, farmers. It's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts, from gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boombacks. Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs. Or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com. As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
I've told multiple people that have business ideas that come in, I said, bring me everything you got, even if it's scratched on a napkin, and it doesn't have to be professional looking. I want to see what you went through because I want to help you and then at least give them my 2 cents. The loan's going to stand on its own. You know, I'm not going to decide based off you brought this on a napkin. The point is if they've thought it through, it makes you more comfortable. You get more comfortable with them. They also get more comfortable with you because you're going to point out things that they may have thought of, didn't put down.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your ag weather forecast from northwestern Oklahoma. 90 degrees currently at Freedom. 44 dew point, 21 humidity. The winds are out of the west at 10. 92 one-hundredths of an inch of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 69 degrees. Sunset at 8:35. 98 and hot today. Tonight, 57. Tomorrow, not so warm, but still pretty warm at 86 degrees. Well, in the studio with me right now is Kaiser and Cooper Schneeberger from Round Around Carnegie. They've got it going on. I really like these kids. They're twins. They like skull mounts. They like to hunt. And they trap turtles and all kinds of other varmints and stuff. Somebody sent a message in and wanted to know if you guys had ever tried using ants to clean your skulls.
No, we never have tried using ants.
Right. So you going to now?
It'd be worth trying something with them ants, I think.
Well, take a rat or something, yeah. Put it over a red ant bed or something, see what happens. I don't know, probably a special kind of ant.
Yeah, it'd probably take a real long time with those little guys.
Because I know guys use beetles.
Yes,
we've seen those.
Yeah, and I know guys using beetles. Okay, let's see here. What are we going to talk about? So you got into the turtle business, which I think is pretty cool. All right, K&K Poultry.
Yes.
Yeah, yep. Both of them smile when I brought this up. So you just started this, what, in the last 2-3 months?
Yes, mainly the last 2-3 months.
Okay,
yes.
What's the main goal behind it? Why did you start it?
We've always had a bunch of chickens running around. We actually had some pretty ones around, and the guy said that we need to lock them up. So we locked them up and started looking at the prices of them, and we found some real pretty ones, so we got built some new pens, and then we quit showing goats. We had a bunch of goat pens running around, so we kind of fixed them up and turned them into chicken pens. And then we've always had an incubator,
I bet it looks like a Green Acres out there, the Schneeberger's, doesn't it?
There's
kind of
sometimes
skull mounts.
Yep.
Turtles.
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything, yep. Going on. All right, let's. Did you get into it because the price of eggs were shooting up, or was this just you guys just got into it?
We've always had chickens on the house.
Right.
Yeah. So
you just got into it.
Yes.
So now you've made it a business. Explain, yep, your business.
Well, we get the eggs, and we either hatch them or we sell them online for the most part. Or
right.
We sell our live hens.
Right. So do you just sell them as chicks, or you sell them when they get bigger? Have you gone to any of the chicken auctions?
Yes, we went to several chicken auctions.
Where at?
We went to Newcastle, Weatherford, Maud.
Yeah.
Those are basically the main three we go to.
Does it get crazy?
Yes.
Yeah, they're something else. It's different breed of people there.
What's the weirdest, craziest thing you've seen at a chicken auction?
There was a beaver at Maud the other day.
There was a beaver?
Yes.
Is that even legal?
I don't know. Most of them don't even wear shoes or socks. It's kind of gross. Some of the people there are.
What did the beaver bring?
I don't know. I probably wasn't paying attention.
A beaver?
Yep.
Crazy. Well, people go stupid over the chickens.
Yeah, we just bought some the other day. They were pretty expensive. The other day at Weatherford, there was a trio that brought $200 a piece. So some of the chickens get pretty dang expensive.
Wow. What kind of chickens were they?
They were some kind of Americanas.
Right.
So
what kind do you guys got?
Mostly Orpingtons, like Jubilees and Blues. We just got some new Polish around the house. Those are the pretty ones we like.
Right.
Yes.
And does the, I guess they all have different colored eggs, I'm guessing?
Most of the Orpingtons had the same color, but like the Polish, and those have basically totally different colored eggs.
Right.
Yes.
So you guys deliver, or people come by and just get them?
We sell some quite a few eaten eggs at school sometimes, but a lot of our eggs we hatch our own in the incubator and sell the little chicks either on Facebook or take them to the chicken auctions.
Right. How much do they bring at the chicken auction?
Anywhere from $1 to $14 a piece.
So you making money?
Sometimes.
A little bit, yes.
I see some of those people that I personally know that go to the chicken auction. I know they're in a hole. They're in the red.
Yeah. Some of those, I don't know how some of those guys make any money. They buy crap all the dang time.
And feed's not cheap.
Yeah, feed's not cheap either. It's some. We were feeding. We were just buying from the co-op. It was about $20 a bag. So now we've started mixing our own. It's cut prices basically in half. So
right.
Yeah, it's a lot better.
Yeah. What So is there any certain kind of baby chicks you sell, or just all of them?
We just sell whatever we have, and then we buy a bunch of eggs from the cells that if we take some of the ones we want out of it and then sell the rest of them.
I got you. And you're hatching the ones?
Yes.
Now, do you know for sure they're fertile?
Nope. You got to take the good with the bad. Sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're terrible.
We should take the chances.
So what's your hatching percentage?
We don't really have a full, but I mean, most of ours are doing pretty good because we have quite a few roosters, but I think some of those people from the cells just stick eggs in boxes because some of them don't do worth the crap.
Yeah.
How big's your incubator?
We can hold about almost 300 eggs.
Woo, and you keep it full?
Yes, all the time.
So you're moving some baby chicks.
Yes. A bunch.
And how much are you getting for them off the farm?
We sell our chicks for $8 a piece.
Right. And they're well worth it.
Yes.
Because I thought when you guys started, when I seen you guys started this, and there was a post on Facebook. What was it? Oh, rent a chicken.
Oh.
You seen that?
I haven't seen that.
So these people, they bring you a cage to put in your backyard and the feed, and it's a 3-month minimum deal, 90-day minimum deal, and they bring you 2 laying hens. $500 a month.
Golly. I'd just be better off just buying eggs from the store.
You think?
I think so.
Yeah, but these are all natural, raised in your backyard.
I guess.
Well, I guess that's what they want to think.
So you guys into that organic, all natural stuff?
No.
It is what it is, right? Yes. Okay. So how many different varieties of chickens you got? What's the white one? What are they just called? Just the normal white one?
We don't have it.
You don't have any of those normal ones?
No, we don't
have
it. No. Ours are all pretty fancy. I think we have seven or eight different breeds at our house.
Say those are breeds again.
We have 7 or 8 just different ones. We have a bunch of Orpingtons.
Right, then, Orpingtons, yeah.
And then different breeds of Polish also.
Right. So do you guys sell any big chickens?
Yeah, we sell some big chickens
He's
every now and then.
He's shaking his head no. I want to know which one it is.
Explain it then.
Well, the Jubilees or the Orpingtons, they're not too big.
Right. That's
not the biggest chickens we have.
Right. Well, when I say big chickens, I meant, let me rephrase that, mature chickens. Ready to go. How old are hens, like the Orpingtons, how old are they before they can start laying?
Around 6 to 8 months before they start laying.
Right. Is that basically any of them?
Most of them are like 6. The Orpingtons usually take a little bit longer.
Right.
Yeah, most really 8 months.
What's special about the Orpington? Anything?
They just got a bunch of feathers.
Yeah, they're a real friendly big big chicken breed. They have lots of feathers and they have lots of colors.
So. The roosters don't chase you around and flog you?
Most of the time they don't. Every now and then there's some crazy ones, but we don't have any crazy ones at the house right now. So
you get rid of them pretty quick?
Yeah, we take them to the sale barn.
And then, K&K Poultry has its own Facebook page.
Yep.
Right? And it's K&K Poultry on Facebook. And I guess you guys got all your information on there. Let's see, which one? We didn't get to talk about the turtle trapping proficiency board. Yeah. Let's talk about that at the FFA before we finish up with the chickens. I wanted to do it while I remembered. You got a proficiency award also, right?
Yes, over the wildlife management. That's and, all our trapping stuff.
Right.
Yes.
And basic same thing. You did this all online?
Yes, all online. This with all of our trapping. We just put all of our numbers in it.
And you put your numbers in there, and you got to walk up on the big stage too.
Yes.
And they congratulations on to both of you guys on your award.
Thank you.
Let's finish up on the buffs are great layers. Is that right?
Yeah, we don't have any buff warping tins. They're always at the sale and always sell pretty dang good though. So
how come you don't have any?
I don't know. We haven't ever gotten to the buff warping tins.
So what's the difference between the buffs and the ones you got now?
The buffs are just a real big like yellowish color breed. Ours are more I don't know. It seems like the buffs are a lot bigger than the other warping tins we have. I feel like they eat a lot. So
well. Hold that thought right there. We're going to take our last break and we come back. I want to talk to you about predators around your chickens and stuff. I bet you guys seen some stuff going on, right?
Yep.
Sometimes. All right. We're going to take a Taylor Ranch break. And I did send a message to the winner of the Three Amigos today. Appreciate you guys. Just to answer your question, the question was, the southern border between Mexico and the United States was shut down last Sunday for live livestock imports. One of the reasons for that was the New World screwworm was found in Mexico within how many miles of the U.S. border? The correct answer was D. It's 700 miles. It was down there wherever, south of Mexico, Panama, or whatever that is. They found the screwworm down there twice now. And talking to my landlord, he's old enough to remember they fought it back in the 50s and 60s here in western Oklahoma, and he said it wasn't fun. The screwworm will get into cows, get into baby calves' navels, and he said they had one where a bull the screwworm got on its thingamajiggy and probably wasn't feeling very good, and they had to fight that. So yeah, we don't need more screwworms up here in the United States. So I'm glad they did what they did. And it has affected the market a little more this time than it did last November. So we'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Get ready, Western Oklahoma. The Wild Plum Jam is back and louder than ever. Coming to Sarah on Saturday, July 19th, it's a Red Dirt Revival you won't want to miss. Live on stage, Cody Canada and the Departed. You ain't the only one. Stoney LaRue. It's Oklahoma breakdown. You sure do got you crying. And Western Oklahoma's own Tyler Wilhelm. Yes, I'm proud of who I am. All jamming on Route 66 in Sarah. One night, one stage, and a whole lot of red dirt music magic under the Oklahoma sky. Lock in your spot now. Tickets will go fast. Get yours today at KECOFM.com. That's KECOFM.com. The 2025 Wild Plum Jam in Sarah, Oklahoma, powered by KECO 96.5 FM. Be there.
So there's a company out there that has a certain color. All the farmers and stuff think their oil has to be used in those certain color of tractors. And it's just not true. So here at Camrock, we have the same specification oil as the other brand, where people think that they have to use that for a certain color on their tractors and stuff like that. But we have the same oil specifications as they do. Works just as well, does the same thing, lubes it just the same. Price comparison is, it's not even a comparison. We have a better price than anybody around on that type of oil. I use it at our place. My son uses it for our colored tractors that we have, and a lot of other farmers use it too. It's the same oil, specifications are the same. It's kind of a myth where they think that it's got to be that certain type of oil for that color of tractor.
Camrock is the name of the company. It's 2111 South Main, Elk City, south of Fred's Steakhouse.
We have a better price than anybody around on that type of oil.
A generator is something that is out of sight and out of mind until you actually need it. Do you own a generator? Is it serviced and ready to provide backup power when you need it? A well-maintained generator gives you peace of mind during a power outage. Whether it's home or commercial, all generators need to be serviced regularly. Culver Electric provides reliable generator service all over western Oklahoma. Call today and discuss a service plan to fit your needs at 580-243-5846. See us on Facebook or go to culverelectric.net.
Hayrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay. It wraps it up, is better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
I've told multiple people that have business ideas that come in. I said, bring me everything you got, even if it's scratched on a napkin, and it doesn't have to be professional looking. I want to see what you went through because I want to help you and then at least give them my two cents. The loan's going to stand on its own. You know, I'm not going to decide based off you brought this on a napkin. The point is if they've thought it through, it makes you more comfortable. You get more comfortable with them. They also get more comfortable with you because you're going to point out things that they may have thought of, didn't put down. I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Okay, welcome back. Here is your ag weather update for southwestern Oklahoma. I picked Fort Cobb. That's the closest Mesonet Center to the boys here. 93 degrees, feels like 90. Dew point's 51. The humidity's 24. The winds are out of the west, southwest at 16. 1.46 inches of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 72 degrees. Sunset at 8:29. 95 today. 64 for a low tonight. Tomorrow, the wind will be out of the northwest and mostly cloudy and 84 degrees. Well, in the studio with me right now is Cooper and Kaiser Schneeberger. They are freshmen out of Carnegie High School there at Carnegie. And they got the Schneeberger skull mounts. Let me get my email back up so I don't mess it up. They got Schneeberger skull mounts, and they got the you don't have a name for your trapping, do you?
Nope, not yet.
And then you got K&K Poultry that we were just talking about. And, man, these kids got it going on. And we had a gentleman that sent a message on our text line here. I want to thank them. He's got some True-to-Cow seed cleans that he's going to give you guys if you want it. Help you with the feed bill.
Yeah, it would.
More money for fuel.
Yep.
Go further. You know, back to the turtle deal real quick, you know, with all this rain we got, you guys probably got a few more ponds this year than you did last year.
Definitely.
Yeah. There's some big ponds down there around Carnegie and
yes.
Fort Cobb, but there's a lot of water comes through that area down there also. Okay, back to chickens. So we talked about you guys, you sell eggs and you sell hatching eggs?
No, we normally hatch all of our eggs that we collect out of the house.
Okay. All right, and then so basically all you're doing is scrambled eggs and fried eggs, right?
Yes.
The eggs sell by the dozen,
yes.
18 pack.
Yep.
How much are you getting for them?
$5 a dozen.
That's cheap. That's a good price. I mean, it's a good price.
Yes.
And so, all right. So how many chickens you got around there?
Probably over
any given time.
A little over 100, probably.
Yeah. So you got any problems with snakes, coons, predators?
We got our big dogs out in our pastures. They kill a lot of stuff.
Right. What kind of dogs you got? Pyrenees?
Yeah, they're great Pyrenees.
Yeah.
Yes.
I gotcha.
We have three of those.
So you guys still got goats?
We have Dorpers, and then we have just some Spanish goats running around the house.
Right.
And just a few old show goats that are still left around the house running around.
Right. But, yeah, because Patty's done, and you guys aren't showing goats, right?
Nope, we're done with that.
Done with that. Yes. This is way more funner. Isn't
yes,
it?
Definitely.
So all these chores, you're going to be freshmen, right?
We're going to be sophomores.
You're going to be sophomores. So you're pretty close to getting your driver's license too, huh?
Yep, we got our farmer's permit last year. So.
Right, I got you. A lot of chores going on here.
Yes, quite a few.
Any battles going on here? Because we know your sister ain't helping with all this eggs and turtles and all that stuff. But you pretty good?
Yeah,
you guys
it
do your chores?
Get done, but yeah.
Pretty good. That's a lot of work.
It is. Yeah, sometimes.
Does mom help any with like picking the eggs up?
Sometimes. Dad does quite a bit.
Right.
Even ground. Yep.
Yeah, your dad's a go-getter. So how many eggs are you picking up every day?
Just depends. I don't know. Sometimes we get probably 20 eggs a day, something like that.
Right.
Yeah, so not all of our hens that we have at the house are laying just yet. We got quite a few chicks, so hopefully by next year we'll have a bunch of eggs.
How do you store your eggs? Once you pick them, how do you store them?
We just basically put them on the counter. We don't put them in the fridge.
Right. They last about 2 or 3 weeks longer than if you put them in the fridge?
Yeah, they last quite a while. But the incubation eggs, that we collect them for basically a week, and then we just put them in the incubator after that. So
how long does it take to hatch a chicken egg?
21 days.
21 days.
Yes. Yep.
Who feeds the chicken eggs while you're incubating?
Who does what?
That was the correct answer. I was testing you to see if you was paying attention. I said, who feeds the eggs? You don't feed the eggs.
Nope.
I heard that if on your incubator, you turn them once or twice a day, or do they automatically turn it?
On our incubator, it rotates it on its own.
Yeah, right. Automatically.
And they're never on the end, right?
Nope. Never.
But side to side?
Yep.
And because what does it do on the end? I guess they said it takes it.
It'll mess up the air sac in there, so they won't
have the membrane.
Yep.
Yes. Well, you guys know your stuff. I was just checking up on you. Me and your uncle Keith, we used to incubate pheasant quail, a lot of them too. I think he had a 1,100 quail egg incubator, and it may still have it today. I don't know, but they was. So tell everybody again how to get a hold of you guys or find you on social media.
Yeah, you can just check us out on Snedberger Skomach or K&K Poultry. It'll have our phone numbers on there. Just give us one of a call if you have any questions or want us to do a Skomach or buy any chickens from us.
Says, Jimmy, you gather eggs, you don't pick them up. Is he right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, why didn't you guys correct me?
It's the same difference.
Yeah, there you go. Listeners always trying to pick on me, and it's he says you gather eggs, you pick your nose. So cool. Well, congratulations again, both Cooper and Kaiser. Cooper, you won the state proficiency award in ag services at the state FFA convention last week.
Yep.
And then you got the award in wildlife management at state, so that's a pretty good deal.
Yep.
Guys, what's your goals? We got about a minute left. What's your goals for this year in school coming up in FFA? Are you gonna do anything? You just keep doing what you're doing?
Probably just keep working.
Keep working.
Well, that's a good answer.
Yep.
Good hard working kids are hard to come by.
Yeah, most of them are pretty lazy at our school.
Most of them are picking their nose to get back at him, but they're the you got any other businesses you're thinking about?
Probably not. There's not much more time to do anything, so pretty busy what we're doing
now. Cut sports out?
I would.
Yeah, I know he would. He was, enjoy your life. You don't have to work hard all the time, but it's a good way to start.
Yes.
Save your money.
Yep.
Don't be blowing it on other crazy stuff.
We spend it pretty fast, as fast as we make it sometimes.
Oh yeah. If there's some kids out there listening right now, what would you tell them about getting into the like chicken business?
Just buy the craziest ones you see.
Yeah.
Do what?
Buy the craziest ones you see.
Right.
The ones that catch your attention.
I got you. All right, guys, that's the end of the show. Thank you again to Cooper and Kaiser Schneeberger for coming in. K&K Poultry and Schneeberger Skull Mounts down there at Carnegie. Give them a shout. You guys got some free seed out there you want to give them to help them with their food bill. They'd really appreciate it, wouldn't you?
Yes, they would.
Yeah, and we appreciate that one listener doing that. All right, it's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America. God bless everybody. Have a good day.